I've always found the idea of cartoons and animation very interesting. I believe the imaginative freedom behind them carries with it a very strong power, one that in certain circumstances has the ability to change the real world. That was the case with the cryptic cartoon known as Absolutum Dominium, which in English translates to total control. Evil things are said to plague the people who have seen this film, and almost everyone who is involved with it in any way seems to come to some sort of untimely demise. I know this because I was on the team who discovered it. Back in the 1980s, I was a manager at this scuzzy TV network who would essentially pirate signals from around the world and play them on their own channel. It was called Channel 98 WKRZ, and most of our programming would play between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m., which was the cheapest time slot and had the least amount of government oversight. One night around Halloween, our technicians came across a signal that baffled the entire team. It was a cartoon show that came from within the US, only it wasn't produced by any known corporate network. It seemed to be just floating around on public access TV, but had a seemingly high production value. I was informed that the storyline was somewhat abstract, and the visuals kind of disturbing. So much so that when my guys watched it, they recommended we didn't air it at all. However, a few of the company's investors thought it may stir up some controversy, and it was Halloween after all, so they figured we should air it. Now, from the very beginning, the whole idea of the show creeped me out, and not being much of a fan of that kind of freaky stuff, I avoided it like the plague. I really don't like inviting negative energies into my life if I don't have to, and I can tell you now that I'm very glad I did. From what I was told, it apparently begins with this deep, slow, droning organ music playing in the background, and appeared to be showing the inside of a sewer. Then there was this hideous, imp-like creature with a business suit on. His arm then stretches out of the shadows and just continues extending down the sewer. It folds upwards and pushes up a manhole cover, cracking and breaking around every corner. It then disturbingly lengthens out across an empty city street. In a snake-like fashion, it curved towards this inner-city apartment building and opened up the front door. It stretched up the stairs and around the corner, opening up the bedroom of a young boy. Quietly angling around the top portion of the bed, it grabbed the sleeping boy by his collar. Making sure not to awaken him, it lifts him out of the bed. Very slowly, the hand dangles the sleeping boy down the stairs and across the empty street and back into the pitch-black sewer. Eyes wide, the imp's mouth grows and grows as the arm retracts backwards. He then places the boy into his mouth, who calmly lays sleeping on top of his tongue. The imp then gently closes its mouth, licks its lips, and makes this loud, cartoonish slurping noise. Apparently the episode just goes on and on like that, then just ends abruptly on a title card reading, Absolutum Dominium. The executives at the station and I assumed it was some sort of political statement against country's upper elite class, which really got the others licking their chops. I guess divisive media has always done great for ratings. After we released the episode, I assumed I wouldn't ever hear about it again. That was definitely not the case. We got one of the largest responses from that cartoon that we've ever had from a TV show. So much so that we thought we might actually get in some trouble for pirating it. But hey, this is the 80s. We then had several people contact the station, asking what the cartoon was and where they could see more. Only problem was, we didn't even know ourselves. Once my CEO got wind of this, he did what any financially savvy TV station owner would do, and paid me to find the person that made it. That was where things started really getting weird. The location of the signal was traced back to a barely operational public access facility in the middle of Oregon. When they checked the records for who had produced the show, it pointed to an independent production company called Boundless Pictures, some kind of Christian company that was based a few hours outside of Portland. So I rented a car and, after a few hours, ended up at this long, desolate dirt road, straight up in the middle of BFE. It led to an old, decrepit barn with a giant cross fixated at the top. I almost thought it was a mistake, but then I saw the sign Boundless Pictures on the door. I started pounding on it, but there was no response. I noticed, though, that the chain that was holding the door shut was loose enough for me to open and squeeze through. Once I got inside the barn, it was a true house of horrors for me. There was taxidermy in various stages of completion everywhere I looked. Then there was a room at the back of the barn with a sliding steel door that looked like it was straight out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The metal track screeched as I pulled the door open, exposing a little office with stacks of paper, pencils, and various other art supplies. It was hard to believe that this modest place was where Absolutum Dominium was actually created. I suddenly gained an incredible amount of respect for the creator. But that was until I turned and witnessed the disturbing sight at the other side of the room. There was a stuffed vulture up on what looked like a shrine of worship. Then beside it, a headless goat hanging above a bucket in front of a wall with what appeared to be Latin text written in blood on the wall. And at the center of it were the words Absolutum Dominium. When I saw that, I had to get out immediately. I really didn't care what the investors said at that point. Then once I got in my car and peeled out down the driveway, I slammed on my brake as I came across a man and woman carrying a wrapped newborn through the darkness. The woman was in tears and the man was sullen and carrying a shovel. The newborn they had looked strange. It had this giant, almost cartoonish face with huge lips and bulging eyes, and wasn't really moving. Wanting nothing more to do with this place, I peeled out, barely avoiding the couple. Once reports came out of people dying after watching the cartoon, including the technicians and executives at our station, we destroyed the only copy we had. I called local authorities to investigate Boundless Pictures, but apparently it was closed down shortly after my run-in with them. I want to warn everyone with a morbid curiosity to not look for this cartoon, whatever you do. I assure you that some things do, in fact, need to stay hidden, no matter how intriguing they may seem. Just watching it once could ruin your life. Hey guys, it's Mr. Freaky. I don't know about you, but something about cursed media freaks the crap out of me. Just the idea that you don't know the origin of the thing you're watching, or what the potential ramifications of it are, it really gets to me. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed tonight's story, and if you liked it, please comment, like, and subscribe, so I can keep you up to date with all the truly terrifying stuff that's out there. Have a horrific evening, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.